KLW is part of the Sights and Sounds of Bayview. It's a reporting project in that neighborhood. And there, the residents are regularly exposed to pollution from freeways and some of the city's dirtiest industries, like a sewage plant. There's also a higher proportion of brown fields and leaky underground fuel tanks in the Bayview than in other parts of the city. Because of that, residents have a higher risk of developing asthma and lung cancer. And that's what Bayview's Tracy Zhu is trying to do something about. KLW's Laura Flynn brings us her story.
When Tracy Zhu's family moved from China to San Francisco, they first lived in an SRO in Chinatown. Remember, SRO stands for single room occupancy. One room, one family.
There were four daughters, my two parents, there were six of them, and soon I was popping out, and then my younger sister, then my brother.
When Zhu was seven, her family saved enough money and bought a home in San Francisco's Bayview neighborhood with a lot more rooms.
There are specific things I remember in the early stages of moving, like running into this room and saying, "I claim this room."
Zhu says that even though they had more space, she felt isolated in her new neighborhood.
I loved living in the Greater Chinatown area because we could walk to Chinatown. There were tons of mini parks everywhere.
Zhu says Bayview didn't have as many things for kids to do or safe places to play. It does have much of the city's manufacturing, junkyards, auto repairs, and at one point, slaughterhouses. She didn't know what to make of these things until she went to Mount Holyoke College in Western Massachusetts. She was an environmental studies major and did things like measure tree height and biomass. But it wasn't until she worked in the city of Holyoke that she started looking at urban environments.
And so when I was working with that community and really understanding the health issues that affected them from the diesel air pollution, from the seven different freeways that cut through their neighborhood, from the factories that was pumping away, that's when I really understood how we could talk about environmental issues in an urban context that talk about race, class, and immigrant rights, and all these other social justice issues.
This realization followed her home when she returned to Bayview after graduating.
Specific to my house in Bayview, I looked around and said, wait a moment, my neighborhood is really similar to that of the city of Holyoke, and where specifically in South Holyoke, where the Puerto Rican immigrant community was living. And it struck me as so weird that it had never occurred to me while I was living here that there was this level of environmental injustice that's happening in my neighborhood. And that was probably the primary reason why I didn't hang out in the neighborhood as much as I wanted to or could have, because there was this general fear.
Zhu wanted to do something that would engage people in addressing the environmental problems in her neighborhood. So she started leading toxic tours, bike tours of San Francisco that guide people right up to examples of current pollution sources and past problems. Right now, Zhu is leading a group of 10 women on bikes up to one example. They come to a stop at Illinois Street in the Dog Patch.
What did you guys see? Rusty, Old Harbor. Decaying industrial city, some of it still in use, and sprinkled here and there are some parks. What I want to emphasize is warehouse district. What comes along with warehouse district? Trucks, diesel trucks. So while most of our air pollution comes from cars, I think it's like 75%, most of the cancer risks comes from diesel air pollution. And in addition to that, diesel air pollution sources like warehouses, truck depots, they're mostly located next to low-income communities of color.
This is the kind of situation Zhu hopes to prevent in the future. The next stop on the tour shows how a group of local residents came together to turn an environmental wasteland into a community resource. They arrive at Heron's Head Park, where the city's first off-the-grid sewage and electric site, the EcoCenter, sits on top of a small hill. Zhu worked here when it first opened. Inside, the group stands in front of a chest-high glass tank filled with green algae filtering wastewater.
We're treating all of our sewage on site because also 80% of the city's sewage gets treated in Bayview on 3rd Street and Evans. So we're saying that we're getting overburdened with environmental negative impacts when the whole city benefits from the system. So we're not going to plug into the system that continues to spew out odor pollution into our neighborhood.
This all happened because nearby residents rallied together to do something about an abandoned site.
In this particular neighborhood, folks were saying to the port, hey, this is a brownfield, this is a contaminated site, you got to do something with it. Either dig it up and throw it away or make it into something useful. And as an environmental justice community, folks in the neighborhood said, well, digging it up and throwing it away will not really get rid of this contamination. You know, it will just be someone else's problem.
First, they restored the natural wetlands and created Karen's Head Park, then the Eco Center to promote environmental conservation. Zoo considers this a community victory. Through the Eco Center window, you can see another one, remnants of an old PG&E power plant.
It's the former PG&E power plant, and if you look behind the electrical transformers that are still there, what do you guys see on that hill?
Housing.
Housing. Yep, it's mostly affordable housing, but there's single-family homes and cooperatively-owned homes.
Toxic inventories of the area found soil and groundwater contaminated with harmful chemicals from the plant, shipbuilding, and other activities on the land. After mounting community pressure, PG&E closed the plant in 2006. Today, PG&E continues to clean up contaminants in the area. This is the last stop on the tour, but the group carries on for a final ride down 3rd Street.
So be careful!
Zoo's tours show how industry and development play huge roles in shaping the neighborhoods we live in. But they also prove that people shape them too.
You know, how do you love your space, love your environment enough and understand it enough to get to this point of wanting to stand up for it and be the voice for your neighborhood or your community?
Zoo hopes to do this by one day becoming an urban planner in San Francisco. For now, she stays involved with the Eco Center and other environmental groups with the hopes of getting people to create equitable, healthy, and safe neighborhoods. In Bayview, I'm Laura Flynn for CrossCurrents.